Betty, looking at this photo album really makes me wax nostalgic.
Oh, I can't hear you, Barbara Bunny. I'm waxing furniture.
Come and look at this album with me.
I'd rather not, Barbara. I'm no longer the woman in those photos.
Betty, you're right. This album belongs to someone named Beauregard. They must have been the ones who previously owned the house. Hello? Oh, my goodness, you don't say. We'll be right over.
Who was that?
You won't believe this, Betty, but that was the hospital. It seems Stanley Steemed is dying, and he wants to see us. Isn't that odd? Here I am, thinking back to the 1940s, and out of the clear blue, he contacts us.
Oh, my goodness. We haven't seen Stanley since, well, since 1945, when we sang for Johnny Loverboy at the Café au Lait.
The Radio Repertory Company of America presents The Adventures of the Brooks Sisters. Today's episode, The Nightclub Murder.
Hello, Stanley. It's Barbara Brooke. Remember me?
I remember a dark, sultry seductress named Barbara Brooke. Not someone who could play Santa Claus's Aunt Jane in the next Hallmark holiday special.
Hello, Stanley. It's Betty.
Jeez, you got old, too. You know, I thought the two of you would have killed each other by now, the way you hated each other.
Oh, that's nonsense, Stanley. Betty and I have always loved each other, right, dear?
We've always gone together like peaches and cream.
Like milk and honey.
It's more like prunes and geritol to me.
What do you want with us, Stanley?
I want you to prove that I didn't kill Johnny Loverboy.
That was 50 years ago. You mean the case is finally coming to trial?
Oh, but you did kill him, dear. You were seen running from his office right after the gunshot, remember?
I didn't do it, I tell you. To my dying day, I will never stop saying that.
Oh, I guess you won't be saying that too much longer, Stanley. It looks like today will be your dying day.
What makes you so sure you didn't kill him?
I could swear I heard a second shot. But I couldn't tell for sure, because my eyes were closed when I pulled the trigger.
Isn't that just like a man?
Please, ladies, I beg of you, clear my name. Clear the name of Stanley Steemed.
Why would Stanley go through all the trouble of calling us from his deathbed?
He needed someone to fill out the insurance forms?
Do you think he was telling us the truth?
Barbara, how could you? You know how much he and Johnny hated each other. You remember the threats, the dirty looks, the mustaches Stanley used to paint on Johnny's photos?
And to think you and I didn't like each other. How ridiculous.
It couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth.
I wish I could remember back that far. Of course, I can't even remember the name of the woman who hosts the Sally Jesse Raphael show. You know what, Betty? I'm going to call a hypnotist. Maybe she could help us remember what really happened in 1945.
Are you the Brooks sisters?
I'm Barbara.
And I'm Betty.
I'm Madame Sukrit Pitrakovich. So you want to go back to your 40s? I know the name of a good plastic surgeon, but in your cases, he'd have to be more than good. He'd have to border on omnipotent.
We want you to take us back to the 1940s.
Well, that certainly would explain why I'm here, wouldn't it? Well, I charge $50 to go back 5 years, $75 if you go back 10 to 20 years, and 100 smackers for going back to the 40s. And you pay the tolls.
We want to go back to 1945.
1945 it is. Now, sit down, both of you. Now, you're getting sleepy.
Oh, forgive me, but every time I say that, I get a little droopy like myself.
Now, I'm taking you back to the 80s. Remember the Mets in 86? We're now going back to the 70s. There go the 60s in Camelot. We're flying beyond the 50s. Yoo-hoo! Elvis! 49,
48, 47, 46, 45.
We're here.
Take the boys. That's what's the love. bubbling singer sensation of Daffy Brook, singing her big hit, Why is the Sky Always Dark at Night?
Great job, Betty. You brought this to my eyes.
Francis Langford has nothing on me, right, Johnny?
So, babe, we get it together later.
I don't know, Johnny. I feel funny with you still married to Angela.
Hey, I wasn't planning on bringing her, babe. Besides, she just wants to get her greasy hands on my juice. Which and my dad will look great around that beautiful neck of yours.
I did get a great neck, didn't I? What did my sister get? Nice earlobes. What good are earlobes when no one can see them? Give me a light, will you, lover?
Sure thing, Toots. Yeah, one thing's for sure. My wife ain't getting those jewels. They're locked in my office safe. She don't know the combination.
Why, hello, Barbara. Shouldn't you be vocalizing in your dressing room?
I don't need to do a lot of vocalizing, Betty. Unlike you, I was born with a great voice.
You're lucky I don't tell anyone you are not a real blonde.
And you're lucky I don't tell anyone you can't sing. But I guess they could hear that for themselves.
Now, girls, don't kill each other. You're under contract, remember?
I need some time, Johnny. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to change.
What are you doing wasting your time with Betty? She can't make you happy. The best she can do is make you content.
Hey, boss. That guy stained his hair again. He's looking for his money. Oh, and the Barbara, this lady here wants your autograph.
What's your name?
Stanley Steen.
Mildred Pierce.
What would you like me to say?
Tell me you'll pay me, lover boy.
To Mildred, with all my love.
What's love got to do with it? I want my money, lover boy.
Let me spit it out to you, Steen. N-O
way. Barbara, I love the way you sing.
Oh, John, this pen's run out of ink. You got a pen?
I don't carry a pen, but I'm going to go get a gun next time. That's if you don't pay me now.
I got to pay for this autograph? Forget it, then. That's my ticket out of here.
Hey, you're going to have to get a ticket and get online, Steamed. Hey, old Frankie Froglegs Wilson, 4 G's. Vince the Three-Penny Nail Stevens wants his 2 G's. And then I gotta face Sergey the Dainty Russian, 2.5 G's.
Either you give me the cash, or those jewels you got locked in your safe.
Hey, boys, Mr. Steen there is having trouble leaving. Why don't you help him out?
Sure thing, boss. Come on.
I'll get you, little boy. You just wait.
It's all right, everyone. Just a man who had a little too much to drink. George. Drinks for everyone.
Say, Johnny, why don't we drive up to the lake after I'm done?
We'll talk about it later.
Why don't we talk about it now, Johnny? I thought you and I were flying down to Cuba after my last set.
Listen, I gotta check the bar receipts.
Barbara, how could you horn in on my action? I let you have Rapid Irving. So why can't you let me have Johnny?
Because, Betty dear, Rapid Irving is rapid in everything. He went through his fortune rapidly, and he made love rapidly. So I ditched him.
Where's Johnny?
Why, hello, Angela. Where's my husband, you little harlot?
She must be talking to you, Betty.
That soon-to-be ex-husband of mine wants to leave me and my son out in the cold. And I'm not going to let him get away with it.
Then you'd better bring a coat. I hear they expect snow tonight.
I want him to give me what he owes me. I'm not talking about those dresses of mine he likes to wear.
I'm going to count to three, and the two of you will snap out of it. You will remember everything. You will also feel refreshed and in the mood for a nice, hot fiber drink. One, two, three.
Oh, my. Oh, I have this strange craving for a nice, hot fiber drink.
Oh, that sounds yummy, Betty dear. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to bring some X-Lax bars to munch on.
Doesn't that sound dreamy? Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to run.
So, Stanley was right. We didn't like each other, did we?
I guess you were jealous of my looks.
No, Betty. I was envious of your wardrobe. It was my looks that you were jealous of.
I was not jealous of your looks. Goodness knows you had so little of them. I was jealous of your manicure.
Oh, Betty, dear, here we go again.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, Barbara Bunny. Let's kiss and make up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Betty, I think we should pay Johnny Jr. and his mother a visit tomorrow. Maybe Angela could shed some light on Johnny's murder.
Shedding light is good. It's shedding hair that I don't like.
Oh, my God. Mommy, it's Barbara and Betty Brooke. You remember them, the beautiful Brooke sisters.
Why, yes, I do. They were the two singers having affairs with my husband. But that was years ago, and it's obvious by the looks of you, you won't be having affairs with anybody's husband anymore.
So good to see you again, Angela. And I could see you'll be keeping the title unmarried from now to the day you die.
And I had just about forgotten the two of you. Now, what do you want?
The other day, we visited Stanley Steend at the hospital. Before he died, he begged us to clear his name.
Hey, what do you mean, clear his name? He spent 25 years in jail for murdering my daddy.
Why would a dying man want someone to clear his name?
Senility does strange things to dying people, doesn't it?
Senility does strange things to living people, too. We thought we'd do a little investigating to see if what he said was true.
Stanley Steend killed my husband, and he deserves a big, fat, wet kiss for doing it. Of course, now I'll have to settle for throwing flowers on his grave.
This is a beautiful house, Angela. Where did you get the money to buy it?
That's none of your business.
Hey, I bought this house in 1966. I was an investment banker and did pretty damn well in the stock market. After my wife and I divorced, I kicked her and my son out of the house and asked Mommy to move in with me.
Now, if you don't mind, get the hell out of our house and our lives.
What's on tap for today's session, lady?
A hearty stout ale. And pass those fish crackers.
Madam Bitsukovich, could you take us back to the time just before Johnny was killed?
Can Buster Brown and Tige make shoes? Now, the two of you are relaxed. Very relaxed.
You can't keep awake.
The sensational and the sultry of Barbara Brooke, singing as if to Gershwin's, the man that has the distance to get away. Beautiful, vibrant baby, just beautiful.
Give me a big kiss, Johnny. I want to feel your hot lips on mine.
Listen. I gotta take care of some business right now, babe. I'll be back in a few minutes. On tape. Keep those lips wet, eh?
I'll keep running my tongue on them, just so they stay nice and moist and hot. Well, hello, Angela.
Why, it's the vengeful Barbara Brooke. I see you're keeping your lips nice and moist, just the way Johnny likes them.
And I see your lips are dry.
Hey, George, hit me again.
You're drunk. Haven't you had enough, Angela?
So, Barbara, what does it feel like knowing you stole someone's husband?
I didn't steal him. You gave him away.
Ever since Junior was born, Johnny didn't want anything to do with him. He didn't want the child, you know. He wanted a damn parrot.
I could see where that might not help matters.
That bum owes me. He owes me plenty. And I intend to get it. So when you see Johnny, give him a kiss for me. A wet kiss.
Johnny's better off without that bitch. Right, George?
You better be careful, Barbara. I know Angela a long time, and she's one lady who doesn't like to be crossed. I tried it once, but she slapped me. The shots came from the office.
Oh, my God! Johnny! Hey, watch it! Stanley, what are you doing here?
Nothing now. Get out of my way.
Barbara! Johnny's been shot!
He's dead!
Stanley Steen must have shot him. I saw him running from Johnny's office.
It's time to wake up, ladies. At the count of three, you will remember everything. You'll feel refreshed and in the mood for veal shank.
Boy, do I have a hankering for a veal shank.
Oh, I'm on my way to the stockyard as we speak.
You know what I think, Betty?
Yes, I do. The regular hockey season is just too damn long.
I think Angela may have killed Johnny.
I would have killed him, too, for wearing my nice dresses.
Let's go over to Angela's house and do a little snooping.
Oh, I love snooping.
And we do it so well, don't we?
Oh, we do. We do.
Oh, yes.
Betty, come here. The window by the office is open. We'll climb the roof and get on my shoulders, Barbara. Oh, when you get inside, throw me a rope or something and I'll shimmy up.
Good plan.
Now I know it's the heat. My soft shoulders. I wouldn't make fun, Barbara Bunny. You're wearing a dress, and I can see your polka-dotted girdle.
Oh, I'm in. Here, grab my arm. I'll pull you up. Oh, just a little more of the... Oops. Oh, well, maybe I'd better look for a rope. Here's a curtain. I'll drop it down to you.
Oh, now, hold on to the damn thing, will you?
There. That's better.
Now, let's check that desk over there.
I'll beat the lock on the safe.
It's amazing what you'll find in a desk. Here's a subscription to Grinding Machinery Today. Here's a nail clipper, a paper clipper, and a picture of the Yankee Clipper. You find anything?
Well, here's an Outstanding Citizen Award from Sigmund's Pork Store. And here are some receipts from a pawn shop. Oh, these are old.
In other words, you've got squat.
Oh, goodness me, these receipts go back to 1945.
1945? Isn't that a coincidence?
They're receipts from a pawn shop for jewelry. And it adds up to, let's see, $5, $10, $12, $50, $20,000.
That's a nice piece of change.
Oh, don't you see, Betty? Those must have been the jewels locked in Johnny's safe.
Shh, Barbara. I think I just heard footsteps.
Let's beat it.
Barbara, the window's jammed.
Let's hide under the desk.
Yes, Mother, I told you the window is locked. Now will you go to bed? Ah, damn. This damn curtain fell off again. Next time, I get blinds.
Good thing I've got heavy-duty batteries in my pacemaker. I was scared to death.
How did Angela get the jewels? I thought only Johnny knew the combination. Madame Bichakovich, I want you to take us back to when Johnny Loverboy was murdered.
You know the routine, ladies. That's right. You're getting sleepy, very sleepy. Extraordinarily sleepy.
So, you must be the beautiful Brook sisters.
I'm Barbara, and I'm Betty.
I love it when you two sing Moonlight in Piscataway.
Vermont. Moonlight in Vermont.
Whatever. All right, listen up. Did anybody see anything? All I got so far is Johnny Loverboy lying dead at his desk.
I saw Stanley Steen running from Johnny's office.
Anybody else see this guy, Steen?
I saw him, too.
Hey! I did, too!
And who the hell is this kid?
Johnny, what are you doing here?
Angela, dear, I thought you went home.
I was at the door when I heard the shot.
Will anybody tell me who this kid is?
That's Johnny Loverboy's son, Johnny Jr.
Well, Johnny Jr., shouldn't you be home in bed with your teddy?
Hey, what's the matter? A stuffed dog ain't good enough?
You're the boy's mother?
No, I'm the pin setter at Maple Lane. Of course I'm the boy's mother.
You'd better get your son home. It's pretty ugly in there.
Officer, was anything missing from his office?
Not from the looks of it.
Was anything in the safe?
It was empty.
Johnny told me there were jewels worth about $20,000 locked in there.
So, this guy steamed, broke into Loverboy's office to rob the jewels. Only Loverboy caught him. So steamed shot him and ran off. But, boys, I want an APB issued for the arrest of Omar Steamed.
No, not Omar Steamed. Stanley Steamed.
Well, if this guy Stanley is steamed, that's his pro... I get it. Well, make that Stanley steamed. Now, anybody hears anything, let me know, okay?
Barbara, wake up!
What's the matter, Betty?
Stanley didn't kill Johnny. Angela did.
That's just what I've been thinking. I've also been thinking about getting some new luggage.
She had the motive. She had the opportunity. And she had such wonderful blonde hair. I always loved her hair. I hated the rest of her, though. Actually, I liked her shoes, too. She had nice feet. Feet can really be ugly. Don't you think, Barbara?
Betty, you're out of focus again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to go back to Angela's house. There's got to be proof of her guilt somewhere. See, I told you the ladder would make it a lot easier.
But why did you have to pull it up into the house so I had to climb the ivy?
Oh, would you stop complaining? I'll get the safe again. You get the filing cabinet.
All righty. Barbara, when did Johnny Jr. tell us he bought this house?
1966, wasn't it?
Well, here's a bill of sale that's dated 1945.
But knock my socks off. Is there a price?
Let's see. $20,000.
So, Angela pawned the jewels she got somehow from Johnny and bought the house.
But how did she get those jewels? I got them from the safe.
Now, hands up, both of you.
Oh, don't kill us. I haven't been to the Old Mill Stream yet, and, well, Barbara here has never seen the King Family Easter Special.
Now, Angela, this isn't what it seems.
Don't tell me. One of you was sleepwalking, so the other one of you followed her here.
Actually, we broke in.
While we were sleepwalking.
You think I killed Johnny, don't you?
You're an absolute mind reader, aren't you?
I had plenty of reasons now, didn't I? He left me and Johnny Jr. without a penny. I pleaded and pleaded with him to give us some money, but he refused. How about a half dozen ties instead, he asked me. Turns out he couldn't because he was broke. So I took the jewels from the safe.
But Johnny told us you didn't have the combination.
Johnny was always a sucker for a feminine hand running up and down his thigh. He also liked to eat watermelon lying down naked and then spit the pits onto his navel.
You killed him, didn't you?
I went into his office to shoot him, but as he was begging me to save his miserable life, I heard Stanley outside the door. So I hid behind the curtain. I knew Stanley didn't have the guts to actually kill Johnny. The minute he pulled the trigger, I shot Johnny. Poor Stanley. You see, he was right after all. But being right doesn't set you free, does it?
A good fiber drink does, though. So you pawned the jewels in order to buy this house.
Too bad you won't live long enough to tell the police. Come with me.
Why, Angela, you should really put all these bottles out at the curb. I think they pick up bottles every Thursday, so there really is no excuse for this mess. Isn't that right, Barbara?
Betty, dear, this is the wine cellar.
How do you like my collection? I hear it's the best in the state. Here's Chateau de Maison, 1976. A Domaine Blanc, 69. Lorraine sur le Blanc, 91. And Mel Blanc, 94. This collection is valued at over $5 million.
Oh, look at this one. A Ripple, 75.
Not Ripple, you clown. Ripley.
What are you going to do with us, Angela? Give us a send-off party?
I'm going to kill you, of course. I brought you down here because I don't want anyone to hear the shots.
Angela, what would happen if a bullet accidentally hit one of those bottles over here?
How could I miss you? You're only 10 feet away from me.
But look how thin we are, Angela. A bullet would go right through us. Well, look at my profile. See, I'm not even a foot wide.
Personally, I'm only 10 inches wide. A bullet would go through me like paper.
Barbara is so right, Angela. A bullet would pass through us and then hit one of your precious bottles. And then we'd fall and knock over the entire shelf.
Right. All right, move over there in front of those cheap wines.
I'm afraid we can't do that, Angela. Betty and I will stay right where we are, in front of your best wine.
Wine, Angela?
Well, that's my Salon de Chanson 45. It's nearly priceless. No, don't!
Ah, now that's good stuff. Here, Betty, have a sweet.
Don't mind if I do. Dry but quenching. Say, Barbara, you got any cheese?
You think you've got me over a barrel, don't you?
A wine barrel, yes.
I'm not going to let you out alive. I'm going to cut you both to smithereens with this broken bottle of Thunderbird, 83.
Come on and get it, Angela. Just had to grab a swig before all that good wine spilled out on the floor. Come on, Barbara, join in the fray.
not my type. Right at night, this one's perfect. Now, you two, prepare to die.
Shade of man, all 34.
Betty, pass me another bottle.
There aren't any more bottles, Barbara Buddy.
Mother, stop this. Stop it.
Johnny, they're on to us.
I can't let this go on any longer, Mother. I killed my father.
Johnny, don't.
I did it. I couldn't take the way he was always beating up Mom. And I wasn't too happy when he ran around the house in Mom's dresses singing the Varsity Drag. The night my mother went to the club, I got out of bed and took the gun. I went to the club and climbed up the tree right outside my father's office window. And there I met a cute little squirrel. And then I snuck in the office and took the jewels from the safe. After that, I hid in the closet, waiting for the perfect moment to shoot my father. I thought I had it. Until Stanley Steen walked in.
All right, lover boy, I want my money.
I'm not gonna pay you back, Steen. You know why?
I'm listening.
You're a loser, that's why.
All right. I admit it, I'm a loser. I'm the only guy you know who has to fetch slippers in the newspaper for his dog. I'm the only guy whose mother has to wear sunglasses whenever she goes out with me in public. But you see this gun? This gun says I'm not a loser.
Hey, since when do guns talk? I never heard a gun talk.
If you don't give me the money now, I'm gonna show you how this gun talks.
You won't shoot me. You're a coward.
Lover boy, I'm not a coward. I'm a loser. I told you.
As Stanley fired his gun, he closed his eyes and turned away. We fired at the same time.
How do you know if it was you who got it?
Stanley couldn't hit the side of a bomb the way he aimed. His shot broke the picture hanging behind the desk. My shot nailed my father right in the chest. And when Stanley opened his eyes and saw my father dead, he ran from the room. I climbed out of the window and had waited a few minutes before I came in the front door.
But how is it you were the only one who knew the combination to the safe?
My father had the same combination for every safe he had. 36, 24, 38.
I always knew he liked women with hips.
Please don't turn him in, please. Johnny's all I've got.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to call Lieutenant Jones.
Well, Betty, Lieutenant Jones decided not to press charges, so the lover boys are free to continue their lives.
Oh, it was good to remember those days, Barbara. Say, let's sing one more song for old time's sake.
Hit it.
You've been listening to The Adventures of the Brook Sisters. Today's episode, The Nightclub Murder, was written by Larry Weiner. It starred Maya Daniels, Candy Joseph, Bob Arcina, Larry Weiner, Jonathan Sang, Joni Fritz, Tucker, Mary Lynn Lombardo, and Julie Cicilline. Original music and engineer, Angelo Panetta. Assistant engineer, Pat Cleish. Additional music, Art Suriano. Brook Sisters theme by John Amadeo. This has been a production of the Radio Repertory Company of America.